Moses was going up the mountain. He sensed that God wanted him to come up there for some conversation. And so he told all the people, you're going to have to stay away from this mountain while I go up here. And I need you to keep all the goats and the sheep and the chickens or whatever else there is, keep them away from this mountain while I'm up there. And Moses took some stone tablets because he knew he was going to need to write some things down so he could remember what God told him. And he started climbing. He left early in the morning and he climbed and he climbed and he climbed. And when he finally got to the top of the mountains, he had the experience that lots of times people can have on the top of a mountain. Sometimes on the top of a mountain, you can see great distances, but sometimes there's a cloud on top of the mountain. Well, Moses got to the top of the mountain, and he was surrounded by a cloud. He was inside a thick mist, and he couldn't really see anything. But he could hear a voice vibrating all around him, and it was saying, the Lord God, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. When Moses heard the voice of God, he bent his face to the ground to show his honor and reverence. And he said, thank you, God, for getting us away from our conditions of slavery in Egypt, for helping us get free from Pharaoh, for getting us across the water. And now we're on this journey to some new place to live. And Moses said, I know that we've been acting just terrible. The people are acting like they forgot you even exist. And I'm really sorry about that. But God, we need you. We still need you to stay with us and guide us. Otherwise, we're never going to end up in the right place. Well, after Moses talked to God, then Moses started listening to God. And God had a lot to say about how the people could live in a healthy way, in a way that made everybody in the community feel like they belonged, in a way that would honor and worship God and the world. And so as God told those things to Moses, Moses wrote them down. And it took 40 days and 40 nights for that conversation to get finished. Moses was up there the whole time and he didn't have anything to eat or anything to drink. And then when the 40 days was over, he came back down the mountain. And when the people saw him coming, they were really surprised, because even from a distance, they could see that the skin of Moses' face was shining brightly like nothing they'd ever seen before. They were afraid to go close to Moses. But Moses said, it's all right, come on. I want to tell you what God shared with me about how we can live faithfully and well as God's people. And the whole time Moses recounted what God said, his face just kept shining. And then when he was done with what he had to say, he put a piece of cloth over his face, a veil that he kept there, except for when he went to talk to God. Sometimes he would go to the tent of meeting, sometimes he would go someplace private or back up the mountain, and then he would take that cloth off so that he could talk and listen to God. And every time he came to tell the people what God had said, they could see his face was still shining. Well, being in a conversation with God, talking and listening to God, is called prayer, and we can do it too, just like Moses did. We can tell God, thank you. We can tell God, we love you. We can tell God we're sorry for the things that we've done wrong, whether we did them wrong on purpose or by accident. We can ask God to be with us and guide us in our lives every day. And if we pray every day, then like Moses, it might be possible to see in our faces that we've been spending time conversing to God. Maybe our faces won't shine so brightly that other people have to wear sunglasses when they look at us, but it might be that we have such radiant smiles and such sparkling eyes and such peaceful, happy expressions that people can see the love and grace of God shining right through us. Today, I'm going to invite everybody to choose one strand of sparkly beads, which you can wear and take with you, so that you can remember. You can wear these beads today and tomorrow and the next day even, to remember, help you remember to pray every day and to let the joy of God's love shine in your faces. The sparkles will surround your face, and then you may certainly take one for your sister. And in case anybody out there is worried and wants to be sure also, if you don't have someone as thoughtful as Devin to bring a strand of beads to you, when you come for communion, you'll be able to choose your own beads from off to the side here and lined up along the platform over here. So Lauren, do you have beads yet? You have beads. Excellent. Everyone has beads. Let's say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for this beautiful world and for our family and friends and teachers and pets who love us. We ask you to help us each day to do what would serve you well, to be kind and generous toward others, and to let your light shine through our faces. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, have fun.